After a pause, Jeremy said to me, "A passenger said they're crashing planes into the World Trade Center. Is that true?" I was standing there in the living room, watching it on TV. I thought, do I tell him? "Are they going to blow the plane up, or are they going to crash it into something?" he almost screamed at me. "They're not going to the World Trade Center," I said. "Why?" "Because the whole thing's on fire." He said there were maybe 30 or 35 passengers herded to the back. For some reason, however, no one was guarding them back there. "What about the pilots?" I asked him. "Has there been any communication?" "No. These guys just stood up and yelled and ran into the cockpit. After that, we didn't hear from the pilots. Just then, we saw something on TV about a plane crashing into the Pentagon, and I thought, thank God it isn't Jeremy's plane." When I told him about this new attack, Jeremy cursed again. The Pentagon was probably the jolt that made him see clearly that his fate, and that of his fellow passengers in the rear of the plane, were completely in their own hands. "Okay, I'm going to take a vote," he said. "There's three other guys as big as me, and we're thinking of attacking the guy with the bomb. What do you think?" "Do they have guns?" I asked. "No, I didn't see guns. I saw knives." He joked, "I still have my butter knife from breakfast." There was a pause, and then he said, "I know I could take the guy with the bomb. Do you really think it's a bomb?" "I don't think so. I think they're bluffing you." "Okay, I'm going to do it," Jer said.